This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Science fairs these days are most definitely not like they used to be. Forget the baking soda volcanoes and all that. These days, it's more about better tests for cancer or improving air quality on planes. And really, why stop there? Why not get a patent and some venture backers, too? The Army is trying to help budding inventors do just that, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
Come on in. 3D printing one.
In a hotel in suburban Baltimore, kids file into a conference room wearing Army-issued white lab coats and safety goggles.
All right, guys, go ahead and grab a seat anywhere. Yep.
These middle schoolers are finalists in the U.S. Army's annual e-cyber mission STEM Fair. 20 teams selected from more than 7,000 around the country for their problem-solving projects. Before the big competition, they break into small groups for some training.
We're actually going to have you guys do some inventing. So we're going to give you some clay.
Instructor Ralph Tillinghast passes out packs of colored clay and some tools and asks the kids to design a product to make their daily lives better. 12-year-old Caleb Ruthart gets to work sculpting a tiny robot.
At our school, we aren't allowed to carry around backpacks, so we have to carry about 5 or 6 binders. So my idea is to make a binder carrier, like a robot, kind of.
Caleb is from a small town in West Texas, near Lubbock.
Why aren't you allowed to carry backpacks?
Well, the teachers have tripped on the backpacks before, because our classrooms are kind of small.
Do you think teachers might trip over a robot?
Well, maybe we could leave it outside. I don't know.
He's still working it out, and that's part of the innovation process. The workshop is designed to teach kids how to take an idea, test it, patent it, and bring it to market. Yes, these are 12 and 13-year-olds.
There's no royalties to the Army. It's really to help them, just inspire them to know that they can take their idea and bring it to the world.
Tillinghast directs the Collaboration Innovation Lab at the U.S. Army's Armament Research, Development, and Engineering Center, where the guns and bullets are designed. He says the Army has a big stake in inspiring the next generation of innovators.
We can only hire U.S. citizens, so we need a pool in America of students who are competent in STEM areas.
To inspire those students, Tillinghast shows them how to make a prototype using a 3D printer and how to write a pitch sheet. Shree Chander's son, Rashiel, is part of a team that developed an app to help first responders communicate in emergencies. She says it's no wonder kids are motivated by the idea of commercial success.
I think it's all around them. What they are watching on the news is, oh, here's a 12-year-old who showed up at the Apple Developer Conference because his app was rated number one in the App Store.
Chander herself is a scientist who now works on projects like the Internet-connected car at AT&T.
Pure science is sometimes so abstract that it's hard for 12, 13-year-olds to kind of visualize it in their head. Whereas these things, which is apps, products, you know, something that you can touch, feel, play around with, that, I think, to them is more concrete.
Several of the teams are already on their way to marketing their ideas. DuPont and 3M have expressed interest in a more comfortable hazmat suit one team developed. Another team is working to patent its device to prevent drowsy driving. Caleb Ruthart's group from West Texas designed a system for reclaiming wastewater from the fracking process. A Texas business has asked to check it out. Team member Dwayne Scott seems almost embarrassed by the idea of making money on the project.
Feels amazing, but we're doing this mostly for the environment.
And his mom says for the thrill of making it to the finals. They ended up beating out the hazmat suit to take home the top 6th grade prize, $5,000 in savings bonds for each kid on the team. In Hunt Valley, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.